It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, with the markets closed, we got to kind of struggle through and getting any what's hot and what's not with these markets this morning. So I guess what is hot with these markets?
You know, yeah, you're right. I mean, this is one of the few times where the grains aren't going to open until 8:30. So it's going to be kind of like in the good old days where we basically see the market start, when the day session gets going here. But, you know, I'd have to say what's hot. You have to look at the dollar. It's up over a cent and a quarter here this morning so far. It's, you know, we continue to hear talk of interest rate increases that the Fed is, you know, pretty much guaranteed that the next one's going to be another 0.75 points. So I think that is the one thing in the recession talk continues to help build the market and help give the dollar a little bit of support.
What's not hot with these markets then?
You know, you have to look at, you know, we're looking at the stock market struggling. I mean, of course, with the dollar up sharply, the Dow Jones is down over 300 points this morning. We did see canola slip. They were down Monday. They're down in the overnight session. Right now the grains have had a really tough go of it. You know, right now we're going to be focusing on weather. We'll see what this afternoon's crop progress report says. Everybody's expecting a decrease in conditions, but they're also expecting rain to move in here in the 6 to 10 day forecast or in the short term for the Corn Belt. We'll see if that develops, but right now we're going to start to see this market turn into a weather market.
And right now you said the bids and asks are all over the place here too.
They are this morning. I mean, you know, when you start looking at, you try to get an idea of where the market could possibly be at. And traditionally, when you get closer to the start of the day, you see the bids and asks tighten up a little bit and get to become a little more accurate. That hasn't been the case here so far, as there's a wild amount of ideas out in this marketplace. And, you know, we broke pretty hard. It's probably time to see a little bit of support come into this market. But if the funds want to continue to sell, that's exactly what they're going to do.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.